Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. Purpose Talk Radio airs every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the U.K., bringing to you both guests and topics about living your purpose. When we have live guests, they talk about how they came to know what their purpose is, how they came to achieve it, and hopefully give you a suggestion or two of what you might be able to do to achieve your purpose. The show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, full-service travel company specializing in travel for those needing individualized services and accommodations, as well as, of course, group, individual, domestic, and international travel, as pretty much every travel agency does. So we welcome you to the show. That song that you just heard is called I Am Who I Am, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. It is by the group True Trinity. They can be found at online at TRUETRINITY.com. The vocalist on that was Jillian Clark. The co-writers on that are Rachel Grace, myself, and Jillian. So you can find us over there. Purpose Talk Radio, as I said, is brought to you every Friday. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, I welcome you to send me an email, or if you know others that might get good guests. And you can do that with a personalized email to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And I will get that message. I will respond to you if you have products or services that you'd like to share with our listeners. You can get a hold of me in that same email address. So, I appreciate you being here today and being a part of the show. I'm not having a guest today for a couple of reasons. One, I am bogged down doing lots of wonderful things today for and with myself. The first one being celebrating my birthday. And therefore, I almost didn't have a show. And then I thought, you know what? Nah, I can't not have a show on my birthday. To me, one of the most important days of my life. Well, outside of maybe some of the things that go along with my spiritual upbringing and beliefs. But, kind of looked around the internet, kind of talked to one of my folks that encourage me every week to get back on here, and we looked at all the wonderful things that are being celebrated today. I thought, hey, why not? Great things to celebrate. I know there's lots of people. It's funny because I grew up with my grandfather having a birthday, a cousin having the same birthday as me, and when I got older, my late fiance celebrated the same birthday as me, exactly 10 years apart. And so, you know, it's a pretty cool day for me, and I love it. Last year I celebrated one of those zero birthdays and had a good time with it, and that's okay. Instead, I was starting the second half of my life. And the fun part about it is I think I am. I know I am. There's been a lot of things happening this last year that have just been crazy. And I don't mind that. It is something totally new and different for me. So, in addition to my day here, if you'd like to participate in this show, talking about the things that we will have for various celebrations, you can do so by calling in or Skyping in. To Skype in, go to the icon on the show page and click on that. To call in, you can do so by calling 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You can, when my internet decides to cooperate and I can get the chat room open, you should be able to chat in the chat room with me. Or if you're listening to the show either live or archived, you can come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and talk to us there, because once the show ends, the chat room closes, and any conversation there disappears. Those who are in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group can continue to carry on a conversation, if you'd like, over there. So that works out pretty well. That keeps going beyond showtime. So, let's see. What all kinds of fun stuff do we want to talk about? Unfortunately, with the internet deciding to knock me out, my reference pages decided to go away as well. So I am in the process of trying to rebuild that right now. But here are some of the things that I know are that day. Oh, yeah, I also, a couple people that I have met on Facebook also share this day for a birthday. It's pretty cool. I got a friend in Honduras, and that was really neat, kind of called twin flame kind of thing. Connected instantly, and then later found out the birthdays were the same, which was pretty cool. So, Milana, if you happen to be listening, happy birthday to you as well. You know, there are lots of celebrities, too, that celebrate birthdays today. But we'll go into those a little bit. So, we have National Iced Tea Day. Now, I like iced tea. I don't like sweetened tea. I like iced tea. Real good stuff, you know, right from the tea bags or sitting out in the sun and brewing that way with the natural environment. I grew up on Lipton tea, iced tea. Now, okay, so it's the powdered stuff and all that. You know, it's one of those comfort things in life. You know, we knew when we were having Italian dinner, which was interesting, that we'd have iced tea for dinner. Pretty much every other meal was milk. So it was kind of a treat. When my mom would make it, it would be sugar sweet. When Dad would make it, I could drink it. Mom would make it, I'd water it down. Dad would make it, she'd add sugar. She'd add more stuff to it. So all I could do was laugh, you know, with some of those memories and how we used to drink the iced tea. Some of the other things that we have today. No, now my notes are totally gone, too. What do you know? But some of those other things would be National Pen Day. You know, many of us don't write anymore in literal pen to even sign our names. You know, you get that plastic thing that's attached to your debit card, your credit card, that so often is there instead of a real pen. We used to have to sign our names to pieces of paper. Now it's just scribbled, and even using your fingertip, you can sign instead of actually picking up and feeling this like a pen. You know, it's kind of like a book. It's just not the same. Yes, I love my audiobooks, but I need to have a real book in my hands a lot of times when I'm trying to read. It kind of feels the same with a pen. I used to, when I was journaling, I used to write with a real pen, and now it's like everything's on the computer, in part because I don't see it so well if it's written on paper, but in part because it's kind of faster. I can type faster than I can write. I can speak faster than I can do both, so a lot of times things are recorded, and that's okay. But we kind of have lost the art of picking up a ballpoint pen and using it. Curious if any of my listeners know where ballpoint pen day came from and why it's all there. And some of the other interesting things of what you can do with a ballpoint pen. Let's try that. One's kind of a little bit of a joke, I guess. And another one is just something I found out watching one of those medical shows on TV, the reality show. And I guess it has been used. So I'm just wondering what folks know. And by the way, let me back up a little bit. There are some vendors out there that do have free iced tea drinks today. So if you are looking for that information, you know, jump online, look for that stuff, and you can find it there. You know, for instance, excuse me, you know, let's put it this way. Let's back up. I'm just going to back up a little bit now that I'm able to get my stuff online. So, you know, according to a 2015 NPR story on National Iced Tea Day, until the 19th century, when Americans finally had access to ice, there was no iced tea. Of course, it was only hot. But today, 85% of all tea consumed in the United States is done so iced. We celebrate Tea Day in general in April. So if you're more of a hot tea connoisseur, you'll have to wait until next year to go celebrate Tea Day. If you have places such as Beef O'Brady's, Bojangles, David's Tea, Noodles, Starbucks, Tivana, Wendy's, they, most of their locations are offering free iced tea today. Some of them have restrictions on that, so you can look that up as to what the restrictions are or give them a call before you go over there. You know, take advantage of it. Why not? Free drinks on a warm summer day are always refreshing and cool. So we'll go to the ballpoint pen, for instance. And one of the things that I was talking about is that there have been and still are people when they can't breathe, when there has had to be an on-site surgery, so to speak, to open someone's windpipe. The outside of the ballpoint pen has truly been used to help people breathe. And, you know, it might seem odd, but, you know, oh, it's not sterile, it's not whatever. Well, when somebody's choking, you know what? I would just as soon use something to help them than not. And it's kind of getting a little scarce now. We have gel pens. We have glitter pens. We have all those kinds of things. The actual ballpoint pen seems to kind of have gone away. But the, you know, and it, some people call it an ink pen now versus all the other kinds that we have. It's kind of interesting how that has changed over the years and where the history has come from. So let's see. I forgot another one of our wonderful beverages we get to celebrate today. The black cow. That is not the same as a root beer float. You know, the black cow actually is whipped, blended together. It's the blended ice cream and root beer or soda that you have. It's not just the float. And I think there aren't a lot of places that serve black cows anymore. They're much more susceptible to serving the float. What else do we have? For I know in Milwaukee, we have one of our events that is very prominent in this area. And during June, and I think it is this weekend, as a matter of fact, this weekend or next weekend, there is a Gay Pride Parade, and June is Gay Pride Month. It's also Great Outdoors Month. I guess it's probably, at least in this area, one of the only times that you can actually get outdoors when the weather is pretty nice. I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but for me, it is definitely, the weather's pretty accommodating. We've had a couple days of rain out here, but that's all right. The one thing I also remember, as I was growing up, I got to celebrate my birthday with the end of always. Either fell on my birthday or just a day or two before. Occasionally, I get stuck with it after. And then, you know, we didn't do much the last couple of days. So I felt like the end of the year party was just for my birthday. And so a lot of schools are getting out now, and they get to celebrate that, and graduations and all the wonderful times that come with June. The other thing we get to celebrate now is, like I said, the outdoors time, as well as National Fishing and Boating Week. They kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Yeah, I know there's lots of ice fishermen out there, but now they get to put away the chisels and the things that break through the ice, and I know I'm not using correct terminology, so I'm sure somebody who does the ice fishing might call in and correct me here, and that's okay. But now they get to go out on the boats and just enjoy the weather and the warmth and the wind on your face, and the warm wind on your face, as opposed to the cold, frozen stuff that, chaps your cheeks. Instead, it burns your cheeks and gives you a nice sunshine glow. Those are the only ones I have for particular celebrations, and since the internet is still giving me a hard time, but he is on the line. If so, maybe send me some other messages some other way, but let's see. I was given some information here that, I'm saying it's useless, but I don't know. Originally, the ballpoint pen patent was issued in June of 1943. I think that's part of where that history comes in. Again, we don't have the chat room open, unfortunately, because of the lack of internet on my joyful computer and service here at this point. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Oh, it just came back up. Let's see what we can do about that. If you'd like to call in and talk about your celebration in June or particularly today, love to have you do so. You can at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. I'm also just got a message from Blog Talk Radio that the Skype feature is not working, at least for hosts. So if you're trying to call in on Skype and it's not working, that could be why. The part that the whole their system is down at the moment for the Skype. So let's see. The great outdoors. What do folks like to do in the summer? What intrigues you for the outdoors? I don't know. Love to hear from some people, either in the conversation or in the chat room. But, okay, let's back up. Before that 1943 patent on the ballpoint pen, you know, if people wanted to write a letter, they had to use charcoal. They used their fountain pens. They used pencils. And the thing about all three of those is that, in essence, the ink faded much faster than it does now with the ballpoint pen. You know, it was a more reliable way of writing. It was clearer, cleaner, and didn't wipe off as easily as some of the other methods. And, you know, it was actually cheaper in the end. When folks use the quill and feather, quill and ink and quill, excuse me, you know, they had to buy that ink, and that ink was not very cheap because it came in the bottles. And basically with the ballpoint pen, what they did is they kind of took that bottle and made its own little holder so that, one, they use less ink to keep people from getting their hands dirty and things as well. That's a pretty cool thing that came about in 1943. I bet some people think it was later than that. But nope, that's when it was. June 10th, 1943, the patent for the ink pen, the ballpoint pen. Now I'm calling it an ink pen. One of those things that I keep saying, you know, if it's not ink, what is it? And we do have the glitter and gel pens, like I said. You know, while I'm thinking about this, you know, one of the sites that I use is National Day Calendar for my stuff. And I believe this year, just as an offside of topic, we will be having Positive News Month and Positive News Day included in that calendar, as I submitted it last year. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that, because that's just less than a month away in July when we come on there on that scene. So, okay then. You know, I don't have a lot more to say about all this stuff. It's just kind of fun. It's fun to celebrate other things with myself. And so I wanted to come in and celebrate with you guys. My friend Kat started Friday this morning, greeted me on the blab, and I hadn't even gotten into the show yet. It was pretty funny. They saw my face pop up, but I wasn't actually on it. So as I'm coming on, it was, I just heard the end of it. So again, the technology and how things work just sometimes gets the better of us, and we just never know what's going to happen. So let's see. I want to, since I was talking about the Positive News Day song, we will be featuring Positive News in a couple of weeks. And if you can start looking now for some places that share positive news, report positive news. And we'd love to have you become a writer or a contributor to PositiveNewsDay.org or the Facebook page on that. And, you know, I think, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago or what happened when I finally figured that out. It was around my birthday. Who knows? So, okay. So, you know, I must celebrate with the Queen, with Queen Elizabeth too this weekend. Queen Elizabeth II, of course, as she celebrates her 90th birthday this weekend. Not right in our day, but that's okay. Definitely be acknowledged as well as a prominent person in our lives. You know, there are a whole lot of celebrities, and one I was actually surprised to find out is the daughter of our president. Sasha Obama and I celebrate a birthday together, and I think she's graduating this weekend, as also from high school. Probably just doesn't seem, oh no, she's only 15. That's the older one is graduating weekend. So to celebrate with her is pretty cool. There's lots of people. I don't even know who they are. Judy Garland is probably the most famous person that celebrated today. And I just love, you know, listening to some of the music and the things that came out of her life. It's just inspiring to me, you know. The Somewhere Over the Rainbow things that relate to her life just kind of keep me going sometimes when I need a pick-me-up. Maybe that's probably what I'll be doing as I rush through trying to get the rest of my day done. So I have people asking me, what do you do? What are you going to do for your birthday? What are you going to do? How are you going to celebrate? Well, you know, it's not as big as it was last year, so I'm not going to do that. My parents are selling their home, so I can't go celebrate over in their yard, which was a nice, big, wonderful place. My apartment does not have a yard, so that's not going to happen over here. You know, and I'm not going to go celebrate with Prince Philip overseas with his birthday, of course. That just isn't going to happen. Although, as a travel agent, I might just be able to jump on a plane someday and do that. I'll have to think about that idea. But no, I am going to participate in a wellness expo at my church and be able to see what happens with my businesses, with the travel, with selling some photography, talking about Facebook safety and health, you know, with the social media out there. It's wonderful when it works. It's wonderful when you can share it. It's not so wonderful when the internet breaks down and you can't have social media. But there's so many people that are afraid of it that, you know, it really needs to just realize that it's not so scary. So I get to share one of the best things that I do and I love doing, and that is social media. And I'll be doing a presentation on Sunday as part of the expo for that. You know, and it's just a way that I get to present myself as to who I am. As our theme song, the song says, I am who I am, and that's who I'm going to be. Walking in spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. And as I get to do that every week, every year, on June 10th, it's a fun celebration. It really is. You know, a lot of people don't like birthdays because they don't do the age thing, and that's okay. I just like being and knowing that. I just saw a message that someone's asking is, how would I celebrate? How am I celebrating it? And got the message after I started doing that, so that's pretty cool. So, you know, I'm doing anything special. I might try to grab one of these freebie meals, which is always pretty cool. They've got a lot of desserts, though, and I'm not really into the desserts and the sugars and that kind of thing. Maybe I'll have to just go find an iced tea today to go with my dinner. That'll be fun, if I have the time. In the meantime, I'm going to make cards with my photos. I'm going to just fetch and celebrate with my family of a different origin. Since my blood family is, like I said, selling homes, involved in other things, graduation. My middle nephew graduates tomorrow. So they're all involved in that. So they're all involved in that kind of planning and getting him off to college in the fall. And so I get to pick my family and who I want to hang with. And it's going to be these folks at the Wellness Expo, reminding me that I haven't gotten this far by beating myself up, by telling myself I can't. Instead, I've gotten this far by telling myself I can. And when the chips are down, they're trying to attack me. I remind myself that there is a lot I can be doing in life, and that I am born here today, yes, 51 years ago, for a reason, for a purpose. And as I try to find that reason, that purpose, I move on every day and every minute to when I forget about it, forget about what I'm supposed to do, I can come back and listen to my archive shows. I can look at the comments that some of you put in when I do have the things posted. And best and most of all, I can go to my social media and say, hey, you know, it's just time to be good and positive that reminds me why I am here and what I'm doing. And then turn around and share it with the rest of the world. Because as I celebrate my birthday, I realize and I know that my purpose is to communicate with the world in a positive way, both in words and visuals, and helping others find what they are supposed to do in their life. If I only touch one person, that's okay. I've touched one person. I've reached out and I've been able to share with one other person what they mean to me and what they are able to do for the rest of the world. That's why I celebrate my birthday today. That's why I celebrate these other days and times in history. All because I know that no matter what, we are all here for a purpose, for a reason, and for being involved in the world. So I don't see any callers. If you wish one last time, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. But if I don't get someone picking up in a moment or two, I will close out the show, and I will head to the Wellness Expo. I will head to get my other stuff done, and I will find some way to celebrate with fun people. Oh, you know what else I did? Okay, what else did I do this week? I tend to have a class at church, at least one, during the week of my birthday. And I have come to creating and bringing cream sandwiches, a variety of cookies and different flavors of ice cream so folks can make their own kind of ice cream sandwich. For those of you, I did it. And as I brought the stuff into my church class this year, they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's your birthday, isn't it? Oh, I'm so looking forward to your treat. So that was kind of fun. That was kind of fun to hear this year. And I ended up with four different events in the last couple of days that I was able to share that with folks. There were a chaplain meeting and a book class and two books, Lessons in Truth and another one about biblical heresies. And so it's been pretty cool to celebrate with my family of choice, my spiritual family of choice especially. And then at the National Federation of the Blind last night, we got to share some cookies and fun. So, as we do get reminded every year, or every week, excuse me, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. You can listen to the show at on the archives at the same place that it was originally aired. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, next week I plan to have a guest. And going forward, we've got some room for some guests. We have a couple other ones scheduled. We've got two in July already. We've got one the end of June, partly because we're talking about Positive News Day. And July we'll be talking about one of those wonderful trips coming up in October that you might want to be a part of. And then we've got some other folks, some authors that have come in that want to be able to share with their purpose as well. You can reach me through email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. You can join us over on the Positive News Network, which includes Purpose Talk Radio, as well as Positive News Media Magazine. That is positivenewsmedia.org. Both are also on Facebook. I invite you to like them and come join us for the fun and celebration. The show each week is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel agency, independent travel agency specializing in travel for those who need individualized accommodation. Of course, also for individuals, groups, domestic and international travel. As we end the show, I'm going to bring you our theme song, which is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. Is the vocalist being Jillian Clark, the writers Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And just for fun, I might throw in the positive news song, but you can hear how that's coming along and what you might want to do as you change your life. Because that positive news isn't necessarily just for official and media news. It's as you go through your life. You know, we can change the world looking at things from a positive angle. We can change the world and our own lives by trying to find the positive in everything. My career has changed this year. I could look at it and say, oh man, that old thing didn't work, and blah, blah, blah. Or I can look at it as I did, which is a new start, a new opportunity. You know, we can look at what happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan in the last couple of weeks. And those people there are suffering the loss of several of their community members. And yet, the bicycling community, the cyclists, have banded together and they do a ride at night the other day. To be able to keep their spirit, their hopes, their dreams alive and not let anyone take them apart and shred them. That's what Positive News Month and Positive News Day is about. So look for the positive that you have. And remember, you are who you are. I am who I am. Celebrate your birthday every day if you have to. Because you are important. As one song says, how could anyone tell you you were anything less than beautiful? Remember that as you go out and celebrate yourself every day. Every day when that sun comes up and that sun rises. It's not going around the sun as it does in a year. But you know what? You have the chance every day to start anew. So until next week, I leave you with the song I Am Who I Am. And I wish you, oh, whoops, I almost forgot our affirmation. You know what? Our affirmation is very simple. I am celebrating every day. Just that simple. I am celebrating every day as if it is the first day of my life. There you go. So until next week, I wish you all soul blessings. Join me over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. I'll put the post up there as soon as I can get the internet going. And we'll talk soon. Until next week. Thanks for listening. And I wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.